Moreover, much of taxonomists' time is taken up not with describing new species, but simply with sorting out old ones. Many, according to Godfrey, spend most of their career trying to interpret the work of 19th century systematicists, deconstructing their often inadequate published descriptions, or scouring the world's museums for type material that is often in very poor condition. Godfrey particularly stresses the absence of attention being paid to the systematizing possibilities of the Internet. The fact is that taxonomy, by and large, is still quaintly wedded to paper. In an attempt to haul things into the modern age, in 2001, Kevin Kelly, co-founder of Wired magazine, launched an enterprise called the All Species Foundation, with the aim of finding every living organism and recording it on a database. The cost of such an exercise has been estimated at anywhere from $2 billion to as much as $50 billion. As of the spring of 2002, the foundation had just $1.2 million in funds and 4 full-time employees. If, as the numbers suggest, we have perhaps 100 million species of insects yet to find, and if our rates of discovery continue at the present pace, we should have a definitive total for insects in a little over 15,000 years. The rest of the animal kingdom may take a little longer. So why do we know as little as we do? There are nearly as many reasons as there are animals left to count, but here are a few of the principal causes.